Don't worry about me, he said.
Yeah.
I don't need your advice, he yelled.
Malone Wolf.
He started doing his voices in his hands when we were trying to help him. He was like, I heard y'all. So, you didn't take any advice?
Nope.
You went and did what you did.
Manned up. The old silver fox.
Yeah, and everything worked out fine, right?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing to talk about?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of, you know, with any project, Pat, there's always going to be a few issues that pop up.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So if you're listening yesterday, you heard a situation that Tommy was in. And if you're joining us for the first time today, we'll recap really quick. Your wife is out of town.
Yep.
She's on a girl's trip.
Yeah, a little vacation with her sisters.
And before she left, you and your wife, you bought a new couch.
Right, but it's coming in a couple of weeks.
You got it. So you decided, while she was gone,
mm-hmm.
you were going to get rid of the old couch.
Right.
Now, your wife wanted to donate the couch to, like, VOA Goodwill.
But nobody ever got back to
us. Well,
her,
yet.
So.
I mean, yeah. Still have a few weeks, mm-hmm. right?
So, while your wife was gone, and your wife's on a cruise.
Yes.
So, she cannot contact you.
No.
Okay. You told us yesterday you were going to.
I was going to throw the couch out.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
So you are your own couch removal service.
Yeah. So, I called Waste Management, our guys, and they said, you know, they'll pick it up. Mm-hmm. So, no charge. Nice.
Wow.
In case you were wondering, were you with them? All I got to do is get it to the curb.
All right.
So I had a master plan.
Your plan was what?
Strip down the couch, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Flip it, slide it out the front door. I got a hand cart, wheel it down to the curb. Boom, we're done. 5 minutes.
So, and again, just to be clear, we had mm-hmm. asked you yesterday, you are how tall?
I am 5'5".
You weigh how much?
About a 145 on a good day.
You are how old?
I turned 66 in July.
And you said in a microphone you believed you were going to be able to move this couch, no problem, down to the curb with a hand truck.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yeah.
get rid of it.
All on mm-hmm. your own.
So we had a discussion, Kimmy, about the emotional aspect of going behind your wife's back
mm-hmm.
without her permission.
Right. Yeah. She wanted this done a certain way.
Yes. And you were straight up ignoring that.
Yes.
Right? In fact.
Because there's nothing she can do when she gets back. It's gone.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. What did you lose? A lousy $100?
We talked about your own safety.
Mm-hmm. Safety's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. And you went ahead and did that yesterday, mm-hmm. right? You went ahead and went through yeah. with
your plan. So I measured the whole thing. So okay. I measured the door frame.
Nice.
And then I measured the couch.
Awesome.
And I got a little wiggle room there. I'm golden. So I tilt. I slide out. I did not measure. I measured the door.
Yeah.
I didn't think to measure the storm door, which is on the other side of the door.
Oh, you mean the door.
So I have two doors.
So you measured the door, but you didn't measure
the second door.
The door.
The second door. The storm door.
The door. That's spelled D-O-O-R.
Yeah.
The doors.
Door.
So I didn't measure that one because I thought they were same.
Well, he doesn't do math or English. I thought they were same. Turns out no same. Door too small.
They ain't the same.
Door ain't same. Small door.
So I tell, I slide, and then it gets wedged because the storm door is off from the other door. So now.
Oh, my God.
The
Did
couch,
you break the door?
No.
Okay.
But
All
it
right.
got stuck.
Oh, wait. What happened?
It got stuck.
The couch got stuck?
Yeah.
Well, you were trying to move the couch?
Yes.
That's weird, because yesterday...
I heard all you had to do is put it down, flip it, and reverse it.
I'm sure it's a different type of thing. He doesn't get that.
No.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Everyone's laughing. I'm having fun, too.
I don't know what you're doing.
I thought this was a simple thing here.
Sometimes just, you know, things don't always go as planned.
All right. Okay. So you mean like we said? So it's funny. The couch got stuck.
Yeah. Yes.
And in
now,
the door.
Now, if the couch is stuck, you are also stuck because you have no help here.
Well.
Let's put a pin in that real quick.
Okay.
Because I do want to be clear that we begged you to listen to advice yesterday. We begged you. And a bunch of different people called up and told you a bunch of different things. Like, for example, was this Bill who called yesterday?
This was Bob.
Bob, I'm sorry. Bob called up. And he warned you that something could happen.
So, Duffy, I have this picture in my mind of Tommy pulling the couch out of a door and it gets stuck halfway and he has no idea how to get it unstuck.
I already measured.
He comes home to a couch halfway stuck in a door.
It's already measured out.
Oh, I know you don't know how to measure, idiot. Oh, wow, look at that. It's a measuring thing. That's how you measure.
I got a ruler.
Okay. Is that Nostradamus there?
Called it as it happened.
So the couch is stuck.
All right. So now I'm shimmying, trying to get this thing unwedged. And a neighbor of mine old coot. He does his, gets his steps in every day.
So he's watching you do this
whole time. No, he's walking by.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's not walking by at the right time. He has been watching you do this. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
So he goes, what's going on? I said, I'm fine. You know, I gotta work.
Yeah, this is where we're putting the couch down. Yeah. In the door. Upside down.
This is actually where I wanted it.
So he disappears around the corner.
Uh-huh.
But like 10 minutes later, he's back. And I'm no better off here. So he comes walking up, and we're both trying to get this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both realize, I got to take the storm door off.
Okay, so now you're on door removal service.
Yes. But the door is also wedged against the couch.
Oh, my God.
So, like, getting in there to get the hinges off was going to be a bitch.
Yeah.
And I don't have, like, a drill. I just got screwdriver.
Well, yeah, because only men have drills.
So he kind of loses interest and leaves.
Wait, he left?
Well, there's nothing he could do.
There was nothing he could do, Kimmy.
Yeah. So now the dog's going crazy in and out.
That he abandoned you. Like, even if I knew there's nothing I could do, I do feel like I committed to the process here with you. Like, I would feel funny leaving you.
Well, he screwed.
He bailed?
Well, he did try to help, but, you know, at this point, only one person can unscrew the goddamn
thing.
Sure. So I got the storm door off,
mm-hmm.
and I got the couch out. Thank you.
Wow.
And I got it down to the curb.
Wow.
They don't pick it up till Friday, so my neighbors aren't going to be too heavy because we got a little Arkansas going down there on the curb. The only problem I'm having now is the front door does close. But whatever I did to that storm door, it's not, the hinges aren't lining up correctly. So I either.
Wait, you bent the hinges?
I bent something on the door.
It's not
so
lining up.
Well, I've got it kind of on, but it doesn't close all the way.
Oh, my God.
So it's bent. So I got to figure something out. So remember I told you I had a go to guy?
Gaetano. Yeah.
So I got to call in the Gaetano.
Help me.
He's the guy that, you know, did our house.
Sure.
So I'm hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
He could tighten me up today or tomorrow.
Before the arrival.
You're going to ask him to come out like immediately because of your stupid thing you did?
What I think I got to do is I got to go buy a new storm door, get it installed, and then if I can get that all installed before 5 o'clock on Friday, she's not going to know nothing.
She's going to notice a new storm door.
How old
is that storm door?
It's a few years old.
She's not going to notice that it's brand spanking new?
She's a woman.
It's her house.
Women don't care about doors. They don't care about lumber.
She's going to notice the door.
No, Kimmy, you know what? Let him know. Let him cook. Okay. Let him go. Right. Let him go. He's got it all figured out. He's got it all figured out.
Don't notice storm doors is the weirdest take you've ever had.
She's going to get a brand new storm door.
No, Kimmy, he's now descending into this spiral that he does where we told him something was going to go bad. He did it anyway to try and prove it. He failed like we said he would.
I did not fail.
You failed.
The project did get complete.
Well, you've added more projects, though.
Yes, so that's my plan. I go to Home Depot, score the door, get it installed before Friday at 5 o'clock. We're cool. I'm not going to say a word.
What's a storm door cost?
I think this thing's around, I want to say five.
$500.
Well, I think with
it installed. You just cost yourself.
With it installed.
In that case, that's what you can say to your wife. When she doesn't notice the new $500.
I
got
to get a guy out there to
door.
Do it. So I'm going to say, I would think installed hung is going to cost between five and six.
Okay.
But that's door and installed.
Okay.
Professionally. Sealed and everything. Nice.
All right. So let me ask you a question. And I would like to say this. I will thank you because when you got the couch stuck, you did take a picture of it for my enjoyment and Kimmy's enjoyment.
Yeah, I thought you'd get a real kick out of my pain.
Which I am. I'm loving the story. I didn't know about the storm door. You gave that picture to Kimmy. Kimmy, oh, I'm sorry, we'll be throwing that up on Facebook. It is up on Facebook. We'll be going up on Facebook in a little while. What did you learn?
Projects go in phases. Make sure you get all your projects in before the tariffs hit. Don't ask another old guy in the neighborhood to help because they bail after 2 minutes.
I said I would have come and helped you yesterday.
No, but that
you
guy
said,
wanted...
No. You said, and I
what
quote,
were you going to do? You don't know nothing about Dorn.
We could have picked up the couch and moved it sideways.
You can.
No,
it was
you can. I bet we could have figured it out, man. No, but stupid you.
It was a game of inches, Ben.
Somebody tells you, like the wedge, you wedge the thing inches off on your storm door. You're such an idiot. By the way, what are you going to do with the other storm door?
Oh. I'll trash it.
You throw it away?
Yeah.
Does garbage come before your wife gets there?
Friday morning, baby. Scene of the crime's all cleaned up.
Oh, yeah. No, there's nothing.
I'm going to CSI this thing. So I can get the door and the couch all out, new door in, $600, nobody knows nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing else that would tie you to this.
Oh, yeah.
252-WCMF. If you're just joining us, Tommy, despite everyone begging him not to, went ahead and tried to move the couch to the street yesterday to throw it out when his wife was out of town and out of contact on a cruise. The couch got stuck because somebody yesterday said that he didn't know how to measure, and he yelled at me.
I didn't take any other door.
You mean door?
I thought they were lined up.
Yeah. He bent the frame of what, the hinge of your store?
It's like the whole side. Like, so I tried to screw the hinges back in, and it's bent so it doesn't close.
Okay.
So, like, it kind of closes, but it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, is keep the storm out.
Oh, so now it's just a door.
Yes.
Gotcha.
It's a leaky door.
He now has to get a new door.
Mm-hmm.
He has to hope that his guy in the next 48 hours can get him the door.
He's
and install
Italian.
The door.
He can get it done.
Is he going to get the door for you, or do you have to go purchase the door?
I score the door.
How are you going to get the door home, smart guy?
They load it in the car, and then...
Now you got to pay for delivery.
No. I go get it.
Oh, wait, your door's not going to fit in there.
Yeah, they slide it in. How do you think I got the last door there?
I don't know. So it was a newer door.
Oh, yeah, I said it. That was a door we bought a couple years ago.
How often are you supposed to get a new storm door?
Hopefully never. Usually a storm door will last you 20 years.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Matthew writes us. Storm doors are special order. It won't get here before Friday.
I bought the last one I got right out of the thing.
Let's hope.
Special order.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Yo.
Hey, Tommy, if you were worried about your wife finding out that you threw the couch away,
yeah.
Goodwill, Salvation Army, they won't take your couch if you have an animal.
Oh, wait, no, he's throwing it away. Like the trash is coming.
No. He wanted to get rid of his couch because his wife wanted to give it away.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to throw it away. So all he had to do is throw it away and say, hey, they won't take the couch because we have animals.
Ooh, I'll say they call back.
Oh, yeah, good call. She won't call him then. Your wife doesn't have a history of calling when she hears things she doesn't like, right?
I don't know.
No, she doesn't have that.
Not sure.
No, that's not a thing.
Yeah, you got dog hair all over.
There was nothing you could do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I had a friend who tried that, and they said, no, you had animals.
Then they showed up and set his house on fire.
Why the hell? What do these donation places get so goddamn picky?
Well, maybe it has to do with, like, allergies.
I'm giving you things.
No, but what if somebody buys it that has, like, a...
Clean it!
Deadly
They got
allergy.
Fleas in it.
Yo, they ain't got no damn fleas in it.
What are you talking about? You sat on it for years.
Well, your little dog is probably smaller than a flea, but...
Yeah, take that. Thanks, Pete. Have a good rest of the day.
Zing.
Kind of ran out of gas there at the end. Okay.
What?
How are you going to explain this to your wife?
I just told you.
No. She's going to notice the $500 is missing. She's going to ask why all of this happened. You're going to tell her that she had to throw the couch out because she's going to know you didn't have it donated. She's going to know.
Yes.
So everything about your plan is blown up in your face. How are you going to handle this?
So the couch is gone. There's nothing we could do. So I could just beg for forgiveness on the couch. I'm not going to say anything about the door unless she notices.
She's going to notice the door, stupid.
Okay.
Come up with a door plan.
Okay. There is no door plan.
No, there needs to be a door plan.
What would be a door plan?
We
have a new door.
All right, stupid.
All right, you know what I'll say?
All right, please.
I bought you a new door.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Daddy bought you a new door.
Why?
Storm Daddy bought you a new
storm
door.
Daddy.
Storm Daddy.
Why did you buy her a new door?
Because I wanted it to look nice for you, honey. I wanted them, you know, when your friends come over.
Also, hey, Kimmy.
My friends don't come over anymore.
Hey, Kimmy.
Yeah?
She's not going to get to help pick out the door.
I'm getting the same door.
Ooh. Or so
Wait,
you think.
You think they're just going to have the same door?
They make a billion of them in China.
Yeah. A little more expensive today.
No, not yet.
You sure? No, it kicked in yesterday.
No. All right. Well, we'll see. What's that, $25?
It's 25 per 100. It's an extra 100 bucks if it's 500.
I thought the tariffs that everything costs 25 bucks more.
252-WCMF.
Like a car, they throw another 25 bucks on it.
Tommy gets the couch stuck yesterday trying to move it after we begged him not to. He didn't hurt himself, which is good. I'm proud of you.
How about that?
Yeah, way to go.
And I can move the goddamn thing.
One out of four ain't bad.
Yeah.
Couch gets wedged, can't move it. Neighbor has to help. They realize they have to take the storm door off.
Mm-hmm.
They get the couch out, or he gets the couch out. Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Realizes he bent the frame thing, whatever, on the storm door.
It don't line up.
Now has to buy a new storm door.
Mm-hmm.
$500.
Yes.
Believes his wife won't notice a new storm door on her house. 252-WCMF. Harry's on CMF. Hey, Harry, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad, Duffy. So, first of all, I was listening yesterday, and I thought the same thing. Like, this is not going to go well. And this is all to get a couch out to save some time, whatever.
Yeah.
I can tell you, my wife notices when the salt and pepper shakers aren't in the right spot. There is no way that she's not going to notice that the storm door is brand new.
We never use the front door. Because you go in the garage, you go into your house. How many times you walk in your front door?
Difference? Bro, she's got eyes, don't she? All right, Harry, what you're listening to right now is a man who knows he's made a terrible mistake, but after all of the stuff that he said yesterday, he can't back down, and he's now doubling down on bad ideas, which is like, that'll be the name of your autobiography, doubling down on bad ideas. Your entire life, you just doubled down. You can cut bait. You can cut bait right now and apologize and beg for forgiveness from your wife, but you won't. You're going to be an arrogant idiot.
I'm not going to apologize. She should be thanking me. I don't get any thanks. She's going to start World War III in that house.
She is going to start World War III in that house.
She doesn't have the cards to play here.
Get rid of a couch.
Harry, thanks, buddy. I love how that you're so physically inept that hurts you.
It's tough doing that impression.
Steven writes us on Instagram, storm doors are $150 according to Google. If he's paying $500, he's getting ripped off like a dumbass.
You got to have the glass and you got to have it installed and you got to have it sealed. The door is the cheapest part of the goddamn thing. It's all the other.
You got to have the glass.
And then I got it. Also, we're going to have to paint a little of the trim.
Wait, you chipped it with the couch?
I didn't chip it with the couch. I chipped it on getting it off. And then getting it back on.
It ain't, by the way, it ain't just the paint that chips. That's part of the door frame.
Yeah, but they can, but.
You're going to sand it down.
They will, yeah. They'll get it done. Bro, these pros,
yeah,
they're in and out.
So, they have paint on them that matches exactly what your door frame is?
He'll get it for me.
Bro, what are you, you got 2 days. You got 48 hours.
I'm going to be on a pad. Bro, when I get done, the CAA is going to be calling me. I had you pull this up.
Who's the CAA?
CIA.
What is wrong with you? You said CAA.
Yeah, them too. All those agencies are good. I know they're cutting back.
By the way, yeah, brilliant plan. talking about your secret CIA endeavor.
Operation.
On the radio.
Yes.
John's on CMF. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Better than Tommy, at least.
Yeah.
What company does he have for garbage pickup?
Say that again?
What company did he have for garbage pickup?
You said you called Waste Management.
Yeah, Waste Management. Yeah, the big boys.
Oh, he called ahead?
That's what he says.
Yeah, I got it all. That's why I did this. I made the call. They said put it out there. They pick it up Friday. Gone.
You better hope so.
That was the whole call, John? Look, if there's one thing I believe he called ahead. That's the only thing I knew.
I do trust him there.
So you're saying if they don't pick it up, I'm screwed?
Right.
Not so fast, buddy.
Oh, why?
I can hide that thing in the woods for a couple of
weeks. You're going to hide a couch in the woods.
John, thanks for the call, buddy.
Right now, yeah.
You'll somehow manage to start a forest fire moving it back there. Pittsburgh burns. Tommy Mulay plays fiddle. We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF. Rich has got the last word. Hey, Rich, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I want to be crystal clear right off the bat. I am not defending Tommy. Tommy's an idiot, and we all know he is.
Okay.
But if Tommy does not want to tell her the truth, he could simply tell her that he went out the front door and a gust of wind pulled the door out of his hand and bent it, so he replaced it. It's a good excuse, and she'll buy it, but he's got to pull it off.
What do you think?
No, but the couch is gone.
No, but he's saying, like, if you want to blame something on the storm door, the new storm door.
But she kind of knows how the couch, I don't think that's going to
okay,
work.
Okay, but Rich, let's say it did work. And look, that's a brilliant... Yeah.
Windy day.
It would be a brilliant idea if I didn't try to pull a couch through the door.
There's a bigger problem, Tommy, that you're not thinking about. There's a bigger problem. What? See, Rich, Tommy a couple years ago came in to the studio, and he was all excited. He had his phone in his hand. He was, hey, guys, check this out. And he had these really nice security cameras that check out every angle of his house.
Yeah, he says there's one right there.
And that's what you failed to realize this entire conversation, that the second you try to lie to your wife about anything, she's going to go back and look at the security cameras.
No, because I can erase.
I can erase.
You don't know how to erase.
I'm going
to
pull a
Nixon. You do not know how. Yeah.
There's going to be a missing 18 minutes.
Here's the other issue, guys. If Tommy's trying to hide all this stuff or he's not trying to necessarily tell the truth, he shouldn't probably blast it all over the radio as well. On top of the security cameras, that's probably not a good way to get away with it.
I thought you guys were all cool. You'd be on my side.
Well, no, Rich, the good news is his wife's friends are too classy to listen to this show, yeah, so she won't find out.
Oh, I fully understand that.
Rich, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Good job, bud.
All right. Bye.
See, I think
you're going to have to start coming up with an apology rather than an excuse this point.
Get ahead of it. Just get ahead of it.
Get ahead of it.
Here's how I know he's scared.
Yeah. Oh,
what is that?
Like, he does, see, he's doing this thing where he gets mad at us again, where he does the voices with the hands. Okay. He has been calm this entire conversation.
Yeah, I'm cool. Man.
And when Tommy gets...
Weirdly cool, calm, and collected.
When
cool.
Tommy gets calm, Tommy he's cool. terrified. He is terrified. Like, we sat in a meeting
secretly
one time.
Scared.
We sat in a meeting one time where we thought we were going to get fired a couple of years ago, and he was no, absolutely. I think that is a great
idea. I am on my best behavior.
You are horrified right now. And you know what? You deserve it.
It's all going to shake out.
It's going to shake out.
It's going to be fine.
There's going to be some shaking, all right.
What?
Well, I'll just let me text my wife and see if the guest room's ready, just in case. Let's take a break. There are things we see every season.
Oh, yeah.
We know we'll see the groundhog February 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
We know April we'll start to see the first lilac.
Yeah.
And starting yesterday, the seasonal gentleman came out of hibernation.
Who's that?
How warm is warm enough for you to understand why you start seeing fat guys in shorts?
Knees.
You're out
season of the knee.
See, it's the time of the season of the knee. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, the beautiful temperature started, right? But thanks to that, we are now officially on Fat Guys with Shorts watch.
Yeah.
It's that time of year. Flower petals open, sun stays out a little longer, and the large calves of men across the greater Rochester area begin to appear.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy, for some reason, you've always had some weird issue with fat guys in shorts when it's cold out.
It's like an official uniform for these guys.
Yeah. I don't get what the problem is.
Because I know you're cold.
They're not cold.
They're cold.
No, because I almost think there really is no off season for fat guys in shorts.
Well, now.
Unless it is like, you know, those really, really frigid days where it's like negative, like the wind chill is negative
20. But they still
20.
Wear them, man.
I think fat guys in shorts is a year-round thing.
Okay, so Kimmy, you're right. There are a small percentage of fat guys in shorts that will commit to the shorts year-round, and I respect them.
Like, be bundled up on top. Shorts, though, on the bottom.
But here's the thing, Kimmy. There's a segment. I'd say if you're over 250, right around now, as soon as it hits 40, the shorts come back.
Oh, yeah.
It's fat guy in shorts time. So what I have never been able to establish, knowing you as long as I have, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, why you have such a hard time with fat guys in shorts?
Because I knew the guy that invented it.
No, you don't know the guy who invented fat guys in shorts.
I know the guy that kicked this off, and there's no debate.
What year?
I want to say it was 1994.
Back then, it was nothing but jeans all the time, Kimmy, before this man. Armstrong of, they called him Knee Armstrong is what they called him.
He was.
Well, that does kind of line up with the shorts getting a little longer, you know, so maybe, it's covering
shorts
a little bit more.
Stop.
So
Did you hear what he just said?
You know what I'm talking about.
Hip hop shorts.
They look like gauchos, like you were getting ready to ride the range in Mexico.
But yeah, so there was less leg showing with those shorts. So, okay, fair enough. Maybe that's around the time
the first time I noticed it, and I traveled all over like you did.
Sure.
I never saw this look in any kind of rotation until I met Joe T. Joseph Salvador Tantillo.
Did you just make up his middle name?
I think so.
Okay.
Invented this look. Because he would wear it all the time. And I would go, T, you got to be freezing cold. No. He called me every kind of, wuss name in the book. But I know he was cold.
Okay.
And he also had all the ink, which kind of added to the look.
Well, I mean, you pay for it, show it off.
Yes. So, but Joe T started that move.
All right, Kimmy, I'm going to throw out a theory as to why Tommy has a problem with fat guys in shorts.
Okay.
It looks trashy to him. He thinks it looks trashy.
Well, it is a trashy.
There it is.
It's a phone-it-in look.
No, it's not a phone-it-in look.
It's a stay comfortable look.
Yes, it's a necessary look.
And then he'd also wear the biker boots.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, like, you see a lot of guys that wear work boots, the shorts, and the top, and they're an accountant.
All right, let me ask you this question.
You don't need work boots to do numbers.
In your opinion, Tommy Mulay, what is the lowest temperature where a fat guy in shorts can rightfully make an outside appearance? where you are
with that look with the hoodie on top, shorts on the bottom.
You're comfortable with fat guy in shorts at what temperature?
I'll give you a pair of fives.
55.
Yeah.
So once it hits 55, according to you, that's okay.
Yeah.
Gentlemen of Rochester, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the lowest temps for fat guy in shorts in Rochester? Because I want to try and explain something to you.
Oh, please explain it to me.
That as a lifelong small man, you can understand it. Kimmy, being married to a big man, I think you can relate to what I'm about to go here. As a man who once tipped the scales at 300 pounds, pants are uncomfortable.
Well, sure.
No.
Because you can't find a pair to fit your fat ass.
Like, it's painful wearing pants when you're a big guy. Oh. Unless you wear MC Hammer pants, there's no solution.
I'm too fat for pants.
Yes, you
I
get
can't
too.
I get it in my pantaloons, yeah. Salvador.
Yes, you get too fat for pants.
I'm a fat bitch.
Not only do your legs hurt, they also get super sweaty. So if you're wearing darker jeans, the dye will come off onto your skin, and you'll get blue thigh. And nobody wants blue thigh. When I was in Catholic school, having to wear khakis every single day, my ass would be soaking wet. Soaking wet.
That was just sins coming out.
And you could see my ass go through the pants. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And that's not even bringing up the possibility of blowing a seam in one of three very embarrassing places.
Where's that?
That's your ass crack.
Well, that's going to be number one.
Your crotch. Yeah. Or no, the most embarrassing is the inside leg seam blowout.
No, but that ass crack ripping out, that's going to be like your San Andreas ass crack move.
Bro, you blow stitches as a fat guy in pants, you're stuck like that for the rest of the day. And shorts eliminates
everything.
No, it's true, man. You blow stitches. Shorts eliminates every one of those issues. They are a godsend. They keep you cool. There's more room for your thighs. Maybe one day, as a society, we will figure out the science to fat guy pants that look normal. But until that day comes, fat guys in shorts and cold weather will continue, and I welcome them. I welcome them.
I don't see you doing it.
Well, I mean, I'm too skinny now.
Oh, is that what it is? You're getting too good of shape?
Look, man.
Because you're working out all the time, man.
I get cold.
He's losing his warmth.
Yeah. No, she's
losing
right.
That layer.
I'm not proud of it. But I can't wear shorts in cold weather anymore. I get too cold. But when I was a fat guy, didn't feel it.
I lost all my insulation.
I did lose my insulation. 252 WCMF. With the weather today, it is officially fat guy in shorts season. Tommy doesn't like it. Thinks it looks trashy. Claims he knows the man who invented it, Joe T, if you're a fan of the old show. Kimmy, your husband at one point was also fat guy in shorts.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. He went through his fat guy in shorts phases for sure.
But you didn't like it.
This may have been a little bit before me. I don't really remember him doing it so much when we were dating.
Because you wanted to get laid. You don't get laid in that look.
Fat guys in shorts get laid.
No, you don't.
Well, I was fat guy in shorts. I was getting laid.
Okay, I saw what you were laying.
Look who's talking, trout mouth.
Did it in regular trousers.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
What up?
So, as a residential fat guy in shorts,
okay.
You asked earlier what the lowest temperature I would go out in shorts is.
Yep.
I'd say 15.
15 degrees. So, okay. Anything above 15, you're fat guy in shorts.
The majority of the year, you are in shorts.
All right. Now, here's a very important question.
What is that?
Are you denim shorts, like an ICP fan? Are you khaki shorts, like you're going to a funeral? Or are you gym shorts, just trying to stay comfortable?
So if I'm working, gym shorts.
Okay.
But if I'm, like, going somewhere, khaki shorts.
Gotcha.
And you know he's got grody-ass knees.
Puts on it.
He's got them scabby, grody-ass, ashy-ass knees.
Grody knees is my favorite comedian from the Catskills back in the day. Remember, we were open for Soupy Pockets. Oh, yeah.
I have a question, though, because you bring up your January khaki shorts. Do you wear different shorts in the summertime? Like, do you have winter shorts and summer shorts?
Yes.
Okay, so you have like
in the winter I've got my khakis, my gym shorts, and the summer I've got like my short shorts and all that.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
5-inch inseam, Jay showing off them thighs, buddy. Jay, thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day. He's a happy man. You know why?
What?
Fat guy in shorts.
Are those short shorts coming back, man?
Yeah, they're.
Well, the hem has risen.
Those things like you look like pigs in panties.
Kimmy, I saw on a website the other day.
What?
4-inch inseam.
Ooh, that's,
you're
that's
a Laker girl.
Bro, like, seriously.
Like, yeah,
always check the inseam before you order online.
Where do
your
balls go?
My husband made that mistake.
I don't know
up
where your balls
stomach?
Go. I don't know where your balls go.
They're going to be pasted on you.
I bought a pair of 7-inch shorts, and I felt like John Stockton. Mm. I don't know how you go 5'4", Who?
That's this younger generation.
252 W. What are you talking about? Your generation invented short shorts.
Anything goes, though.
You were wearing shorts that said juicy on the ass. let's talk to Mike. He's going to tell you why fat guys wear shorts. Go ahead, Mikey.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm that guy that people are always, oh, aren't you cold? You know, I'm 6'3", 300 pounds. I don't consider myself a fat guy, but I'm a big guy.
We'll go with fat, though. That's fine, Mike.
Well,
go ahead.
Thick.
But yeah, I mean, I wear cargo shorts. You know, as long as it's not snowing, I'm wearing cargo shorts, basketball shorts in the summer.
There you go. And he's happy.
With his skeevy knees.
Do you know why he can call us right now?
No skeevy knees.
Skeevy knees.
You skeeving, bro. You know you skeeving downtown.
No way, man. No, what's wrong with being comfortable? You got preferences, right, man?
Yeah, it's called clothing.
Yeah, but
and
you're never
can jump into a pickup basketball game at any time.
I never get picked.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
You know why Mike has the time to call us today? Because he called in thick.
No, I just got done, actually.
It was a joke, Mike. Thanks for the call, though, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Have a good day, y'all.
Doesn't keep any jokes in those cargo shorts, apparently.
No.
You know, there is one solution to this other than shorts.
What's
it? And it seems like you hate it even more. Everyday sweatpants.
Or
pajama pants.
For men, you look disheveled.
That's the only other solution. Other solution for fat guy in shorts is everyday sweatpants or pajama pants.
Yeah, that looks terrible.
Okay, so what do you
especially my age. You want to see me walking around in like pajamas? I mean, I look lost.
Track suits. How different is it?
Because at least it looks like I
you match?
Made an effort. Yes, I made an effort. And my track suits have a seam. They have a zipper. Nice.
Wow.
Matches up.
No, but okay, look. If you had a choice between looking at fat guys in shorts in the winter or fat guys in sweatpants or pajamas.
I don't want to see either.
No, you got to choose one.
Zumbas.
You got to choose Zubaz pants. The
Zubaz.
Most. Look, man, I'm going to tell you right now. If it becomes socially acceptable to wear Zubaz pants out in public again, like other than a game, I will be in those every day.
Okay, when I see guys in that stuff, y'all look dirty to me. You look like slobs. And I look like you either smell or you don't trim, you don't take care of yourself.
I look great.
I guess they're not wearing the same pair every day. Then you may have a point.
You just look.
But if you switch up your pants,
you look like a slob and a grub.
Slob and a grub.
He's grubbing and a slobbing.
Slobbing and a grubbing. Grubbing and a slobbing. 252 WCMF. We'll take one more call. Talking fat guys in shorts. They started showing up in mass yesterday. Mm-hmm. Kimmy's right. There are the fat guys who will commit to shorts all winter long.
Yeah, it's the look.
Yeah, but for some reason, Tommy has a problem with this. He starts the break by going, no, I don't have a problem, and then proceeds to just destroy all men, fat men in shorts. Victor's got the last word. Hey, Victor, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What up?
I don't want to bring race into this conversation, but I'm going to try and walk that fine line. You do not see brothers in shorts in the wintertime.
I had two or three black friends that wore shorts, big fat guys, wore shorts in the wintertime.
That's an anomaly.
I'm telling you. What are you talking about?
So you're saying it's just a white guy thing?
It's a white guy. The guys that called in, they were white guys. I'm guaranteeing it.
White guy guarantee.
Maybe you just notice the white guys more because their calves are glowing in the snow.
Dude, there was a guy in slippers last week. It was 18 degrees, a white guy in slippers walking into Wegmans. Just stop.
Wait, Victor.
It's insane.
Well, Victor, what do you mean? What's wrong with fat guys in shorts?
Absolutely nothing. I see nothing wrong with it, but it's only white guys in shorts.
All right.
White fat guys.
You know what's going to happen now?
Keep a tally now.
When you speak it into existence, you are going to see nothing but black guys, Puerto Rican guys, Asian guys in shorts over the next 2 days.
If I do, it's an alternate universe, man. It never happens. I'm just saying. I hate to be that guy, but I'm just saying.
Thanks, Victor. Have a good rest of the day. Look, I don't want to bring race into this, but allow me to do it right now. That's a bald-faced lie.
Yes.
Bald-faced lie. And all you black fat guys in shorts,
I got to look now.
Stand up.
When I see a chubby brother. If I see a chubby brother, I got to look.
Yeah, you'll be able to see his calves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna see if they wear that look.
Okay.
What?
Keep a distance and don't ask questions. How about that?
I'm not going to ask any questions.
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, buddy, what's with the shorts here?
Let's take a break.
And Flip Wilson, he was a hell of an actor, huh?
Kimmy has no idea who that is.
You don't know who Flip Wilson is after all this time?
No.
Why
probably
you?
One of the funniest TV shows of the 60s. Groundbreaking.
Oh, so like 30 years before I was born. Yeah.
And he gave us...
Oh, excuse me.
You know,
he saw Paul McCartney.
You know how he got his start?
Oh.
He opened up for grody knees.
Skeevy knees.
Thank you. Sorry. Yesterday.
Yeah, what happened?
The Jets pretty much finally dismantled their dream team.
Wow.
So we found out a couple weeks ago, Aaron Rodgers, he will not be returning as their quarterback. The new GM and head coach let him walk.
Yeah, he may be leaving the planet.
Searching for a new home.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's a whole drama we'll be following, I'm sure, over the next couple of weeks. Yesterday, they announced that his running mate, a man they traded for last season, wide receiver Devontae Adams, also will be released by the team. So the Jets gave up a lot to get him.
Yeah.
He played in 11 games. He had decent numbers, but he wasn't anywhere close to the impact player when it comes to wins and losses they thought they were going to get.
Okay.
So he is now free, or will be free, to sign with any team that he wishes. And Bills fans, when they saw this on social media, all of a sudden were like, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do you want Devontae Adams in Buffalo next season?
For the right price.
Typical woman.
Well, you ain't paying.
No, I know, but there are other needs on this team that it's not just purely offensive, right?
I would argue you go, if you're going to spend the money, you spend it offensively, not defensively. But that's a controversial thing.
But here's the thing, like, I don't know what exactly this player is capable of just based on, and to no fault of his own, really, but based on last season, what did he do for the Jets?
Okay, so he's 32 years old, Tommy.
That's a little old.
That's really old for a wide receiver. He can still play, but as Kimmy said, he had a really bad surrounding cast the last few years. So he looked like he's still a good athlete, a good wide receiver. But here's the problem. It means that potentially he could play better with a better surrounding cast, which would be great. It also means that he was the bright spot last year, and being on a better roster makes him less of an impact player because he was on a bad team the last couple of years, right? And the Bills did this with Amari Cooper last season.
Yeah.
That didn't really go the way that we wanted it to.
But they kind of used him, right, as a decoy?
Well, he was, yes, it he made helped. The offense better.
Mm. Yeah.
He was hurt most of the time he was here. And like,
and I guess, you know, for any player, you come in mid-season, it's not the easiest transition most of the time. You got to give that guy a little bit of time to get used to things.
So, like, if you were to sign Devontae Adams in the offseason, you would have an entire offseason training camp for him to come in and work with Josh and learn the offense, which Amari Cooper didn't get to do.
Right.
But here's the thing, Kimmy, even if you get him for the right price, I mean, 32 years old, potential decline, potential injury risk that we saw with Amari Cooper, I mean... Mm-hmm.
Do you need him, though? I mean, is it
better? You need him. Yeah,
I didn't say that, but him. I mean, wouldn't it be better to get somebody younger?
Who's available?
That's what I'm asking.
Not many. T. Higgins just got, the Bengals wide receiver just got franchise tagged. So, yeah.
And those younger guys are going to want more money.
But you may have to spend. And I thought they had money to spend.
There's no one to spend money on. And, like, that's what, I don't think
you understand. What about the draft?
All right. You can't, okay, so let's talk about
what about overseas?
You did the draft thing last year.
Kimmy's right. You need an impact, proven commodity.
Right.
And you drafted Keon Coleman last year, and he had his bright spots, and he had his not-so-bright spots, but you'd now be trusting two really, really young receivers to make your offense go in Josh's prime years. One thing that Tommy, I think, fails to understand with the NFL, as we talk about Devontae Adams, Jets announced yesterday they'll be releasing the former All-Pro wide receiver, and some Bills fans were like, there isn't like a pile of players that are always available that are really good that you can go sign.
No, but get you like wheel and deal, maybe a bribe or something.
That's called a trade. And most teams aren't going to trade their best wide receiver. That's why that Stephon Diggs deal was such a massive story when it happened. That somehow the Bills managed to pull that off.
Yeah, but isn't it like some crap team with a good receiver? He wins out. Nobody.
Nothing.
Again, a lot of times those guys that want out, they want out. Mainly because they want to get paid.
Yeah, but you're going to have to spend.
Yeah, but you can't afford to go super. You got to find a middle ground somewhere. Someone that can be a game changer effector. Mm. Someone that wants to win a championship, which the Bills give you a really good chance of doing compared to other NFL teams. And someone who's not a basket case, which is also a problem with wide receivers.
I was just going to ask. I mean, I guess I don't know enough about Devontae Adams, like locker room wise, and what he brings to the table there. Like, is he a leader on the team? Has he... You know, kind of just been a quiet guy this whole time. He's buddies with Aaron Rodgers, so I don't know what that means.
I do love how how anybody friends with Aaron Rodgers. Just being friends with Aaron Rodgers like makes people question. Pause.
So you're tainted.
Well, no, I don't know, though, because that's not fair, because we all have friends that suck, that everyone else hates, but you like the
move, guy. He did switch to be with Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, he wanted to be there.
He did that. He did do that. Yeah, I don't know, Tommy... And you know that I'm deep into this stuff.
I know you are.
It's not a good free agent year for wide receivers. You could draft, but again, it's a late draft pick, and who knows? That's a roll of
the
dice.
Junk.
Yeah, and a trade could cost you multiple first-round picks.
Well, what's wrong with the guys we got? Like so, you said, this kid, he's his second year. He gets to work with Josh.
Well, we don't really know who they're keeping yet, right?
Well, I mean, Keon will be back. Mac Hollins, 13. He's a free agent. Yeah. So you got to sign him back.
He was good.
He was okay. I love Mac Hollins, but he's not a guy that's like, we got Mac Hollins.
Yeah. But he had some key moves.
He did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only after Amari Cooper got here, and Amari Cooper's a free agent. You'd have to re-sign him, and I don't know if I'm a GM in the Bills if I want him back next season.
So you boot Cooper.
Cooper would probably walk.
All right. So you got to get somebody.
Yeah, you need an Amari Cooper replacement, essentially.
You go get that guy, then.
You need a Stephon Diggs replacement. I mean, that's still where we're at right now.
Yeah. All right.
Stephon Diggs is available.
Well, he can't come back.
He's still working his way back from an injury on top of the other stuff he's got going on.
I was just making it known that he is available.
Because he ain't that guy.
Yeah, I don't
You're
see
not that
him.
Guy, pal.
I don't see him coming back.
He's not a blender, man. He's not going to come in and be like, oh, I'm cool.
I wonder if last year humbled the hell out of him. I'm not saying I want him
maybe,
back.
Maybe, but he's got to be getting up there now.
He is.
He's done to one chick a day.
No, that's not true, remember? We just told you that story last week. So, I mean, I know that Bills fans are all in on like.
But we go for this all the time with these older cats.
Again.
And then they slip, they hurt themselves, they get stuck in the snow.
Again, it's the older guys because those are the guys that come free.
Right.
Those are the guys that get too expensive, right? Like, I know Bills fans are all in on wanting to trade multiple first-round picks for Myles Garrett, right? I don't love that idea. If you're going to spend the capital, do it to give your all-world, arguably the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
Let him shine.
Yes.
All right.
Let him go do his thing. Go spend it that way. And if anybody finds any wide receivers underneath their couch, Tommy would like to talk to you about it.
Well, I already got rid of the couch, so nothing.